With the national outbreak of measles, there's been a lot of focus at the State House on exemptions to Vermont's mandatory childhood immunization law. And as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, some lawmakers want to be certain that all teachers are fully immunized as well.
Vermont is one of 20 states to have three exemptions to its childhood immunization law: for medical reasons, for religious purposes, or for philosophical beliefs. According to the latest report from the Vermont Health Department, the parents of roughly 6% of all kindergarten students use the philosophical exemption for at least one of the five mandatory vaccines. Jericho Representative George Till is a doctor and a co-sponsor of legislation to eliminate both the religious and the philosophical exemptions. He says he also wants the bill to require that all teachers and school staff be fully immunized.
Yes, I think it's an excellent idea. Whether it's an adult or a child, you can spread measles and other contagious diseases easily. I mean, we focus on measles right now because of the outbreak and because of how incredibly contagious measles is. So, you know, one of the things about measles is you don't even have to be in the room still. You can have left your measles behind, and for a couple hours, that room is still infectious.
Till says at the start of the school year, all staff should have to prove that their immunizations are up to date.
I think it's important that all staff either demonstrate that they have immunity and it's easily done with a blood test, or that they get revaccinated if they don't have the immunity.
Martha Allen is the president of the Vermont NEA, the state's teachers union. Her organization is supporting the elimination of the philosophical exemption. She says it also makes sense to require that teachers be vaccinated.
I would say yes. Why would we mandate that children have to be vaccinated when the adults around them don't? It's the same idea. It's safety for our students and our staff members.
Vermont's top two office holders disagree about the need for the legislation. Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott says he supports doing away with the philosophical exemption because he views it as a public safety issue. However, Governor Peter Shumlin says the current law is working well and doesn't need to be changed. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.